जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram hare ram 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 hare 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 krishna hare krishna hare जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद प्रभु भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। अलाचुनी रमणीति धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास लिसनर स्पीकर ऑल द डिवोटी असेंबल डिवोटीज की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री So the secret, very sacred and secret mantra to purify and clear our consciousness that Srila Prabhupada introduced, please recite together with some feeling and desperate to purify the consciousness. So repeat after me. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Together. Narayanam Namaskritam Naran Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So today we are reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, entitled by Srila Prabhupada, The First Step in God Realization. If you read the whole chapter, you will see that actually nobody in this entire creation can deny that they cannot perceive God if they pay attention to this chapter. This is so wonderful. So today's verse is 32. If you don't mind, I would like to read the word-to-word meaning first, so we know what are the whole beautiful poem that Suta Goswami very elaborately explained with ecstasy. Vridha, modesty, uttara, upper, ustha, lip, adhara, chin, Eva, certainly, Lobha, hankering, Dharma, religion, Stanaha, breast, Adharma, irreligion, Pathaha, way, Asya, his, Pristam, back, Kah, Brahma, Tasya, his, Madhrim, madhrim, genitals, brishno, testicles, cha also, mitro, the mitra, varunas. Mitra varunas. Mitro means two, okay. Koshi, kukshi, west, samudra, the oceans, giraya, the hills, asti, bones, sangha, step. Vridha uttarasta adhara eva labho. Dharma stana dharma patho asya pristham. Kastasya midrim brishanau cha mitro. Kukshi samudra girayosti sangha. Vridha uttarasto adhara eva labho. Dharma stana dharma patasya pristham. Kastasya midrim brishanau cha mitro. Kukshi samudra girayosti sangha. Vridha uttarasto adhara eva labho. Dharma stana dharma patasya pristham. Kastasya medrim medram brishanau cha mitro. Kukshi samudra girayosti sangha. Please chant. Vridha uttarasto adhara eva labho. Dharma stana dharma patasya pristham. Kastasya midram brishanau cha mitro. Kukshi samudra girayosti sangha. Vridha uttarasto adhara eva labho. Kastasya midram brishanau cha mitro. Kukshi samudra girayosti sangha. Vridha uttarasto adhara eva labho. Oh, Kastashamidram Vishanau Chamitra Kukshi Samudra Girayasti Sangha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Modesty is the upper portion of his lips. Whose lips? Virat Rupa, the universal form. Hankering is his chin. Try to draw that. It's very interesting. Religion is the breast of the Lord, and irreligion is his back. Brahmaji, who generates all living beings in the material world, is his genitals. And the Mitra Varunas are his two testicles. The ocean is his waist, and the hills and mountains are the stacks of his bones. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord is not impersonal, as misconceived by less intelligent thinker. Rather, He is the Supreme Person, as confirmed in all authentic Vedic literature. But His personality is different from what we can conceive. It is stated here that Brahmaji acts as his genital, and that the Mitra Varunas are his two testicles. This means that as a person he is complete with all bodily organs, but they are of different types with different potencies. When the Lord described as impersonal, therefore, it should be understood that his personality is not exactly the type of personality found within our imperfect speculation. One can, however, worship the Lord even by seeing the hills and mountains or the ocean and the sky as different parts and parcel of the gigantic body of the Lord. The Virat Purusha, the Virat Rupa, as exhibited by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, is challenge to the unbelievers. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So at first I am begging mercy from all of you. You all are senior to me and more mature. But at the last moment the speaker could not make it due to his sickness. Hope he gets better quick. So I need your blessing, and please pray for me and bless me sometime. So I also like to pray to Guru Parampara headed by Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam tam sajivam Saddaitam sabadhutam Parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantansham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Deve गौरवानि प्रचारिने निर्विशेषसुन्नवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम When I was reading this purport just now, a beautiful thought came to me that how Srila Prabhupada made a one time in a lecture and conversation with Jayanta Prabhu in Paris. So they introduced him kind of like a playboy. And Prabhupada said, what does that mean? Oh, he has many girlfriends. Prabhupada said, oh good, then you can introduce Krishna to them and tell them that I'll introduce Krishna who will never cheat you and tell them also that you'll cheat them because no man can actually fulfill the desire of women because they need Krishna. So next day morning, Prabhupada, when he saw him, he said, did you do that? And Jayanta Prabhu told me personally, actually, he said, I thought Prabhupada was joking. But next day Prabhupada was serious. He said, why didn't you tell? You want to cheat and you don't want to be caught. Why don't you introduce Krishna? So then in that conversation, he said, but Prabhupada, I'm not, well, he didn't call Prabhupada. He just knew. He says, I'm not attracted to Krishna, God. Prabhupada said, are you attracted to anything? Because this chapter is nothing but universal form. What do you look around is all the universal form. Universal form is not somewhere metaphor. This universe is the universal form where we are. Alachua, this planet, the whole creation, material creation is universal form. So then Jayanta Prabhu told to Prabhupada, yes, I am attracted to girls and flowers. Prabhupada said very important things. I took it very seriously. It helped me a lot. He said, do you know the difference between materialist and spiritualist? Materialist means they get attracted by attractive things. Spiritualist means they see the attractive things and they see that there is attraction, but they find the source of all any attractive things is Krishna. And their attraction goes to Krishna. That is called spiritualist. Because most of the people in this world are attracted, always, isn't it? By some attractive things, whether it's a car or ice cream, whatever it is. When Krishna says, or this chapter Sutta Goswami is saying, Krishna says, I am this, what does it mean? Like Krishna says, among the senses I am the mind, among the aquatics I am the shark. What am I supposed to think? Vibhuti can be understood in one sentence. One among the many and one above the many. This is called spiritual vision or Hare Krishna explanation. Hare Krishna the Guru explanation. So many material manifestations are there. Among them, one is special. The whole chapter, 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita has how many? Anybody ever calculated how many vibhutis Krishna mentioned? I did 72, then one sannyasi, Bhakti Prabhu Maharaj says, no, it's 80. So I shown him the list. He said, oh, you put 7. The amongst women, you remember 1034? The amongst women, I am beauty, intelligence, memory. You put all in one. I say, oh, so I did a mistake. It's actually 80. You can break down each one, 80. It's very attractive. You look at it. Everybody are attracted to one of these, even including demigods and all of us. So Vibhuti Yuga, even this chapter, it enables us to connect one among many and to one who is above many. Supreme Lord who is transcendental. So Vibhuti Yoga chapter takes us, you can say, or this canto will takes us, not the whole canto, but mostly here, to one amongst many and to one above many. If we can pay close attention in each verses here. So one among the many is one particular manifestation of the Lord. When Lord said Brahma is his genital, it's not like you think of it like a masculine genital, the male organ. You think like what Brahma does. You think, you deeply go into it, and say, this is the most powerful thing in this world. Just like Prabhupada told Tipperary Maharaj after his sannyas, they went upstairs in New York, the old building, they sold it out now. Anyway, Prabhupada was looking through the window, he says, aren't New York girls are beautiful? Now, Tipperary Maharaj said, I just took sannyas, and Prabhupada is the old sannyasi. Between two sannyasi, between guru and disciple, the discussion about New York girls, are they beautiful? So he could not figure it out. On second time, Prabhupada asked, aren't they beautiful? And then he thought, oh my God, he's serious. He's really seriously asking me and he's expecting some answer. On the third time, Prabhupada said, they are beautiful. This is what Krishna does through the Maya. And all these men's are after these women's and they're building big, big buildings. And all whole New York is dazzling. This is what Brahmaji, today's subject, you read, that's how you look at it. What is Brahmaji as a genital of? What? This is what he does. This is how Krishna through Maya making everybody go crazy. Maybe none of you ever experienced because you all are the world. But the world is like this. So we have to see from that angle. Now, in the Purport Prabhupada says, because I didn't prepare for anything, but Purport Prabhupada said very important things. I just love Prabhupada's Purport. I really honestly love. So I'm going to discuss first line Prabhupada said about impersonalism. It seems like Prabhupada is like probably one of the acharya, the most to me. I'm not saying an acharya is backing my opinion. He smashed the impersonalism, Mayavadism more than any other acharya I ever saw so far. So I'm going to discuss a little bit about impersonalism. Because this will come all over this canto. And also the panentheism, monism, all three will come. So my question to all of you, those who are also online listening, is there any actual difference between Brahman, that impersonal concept, Paramatma and Bhagavan? Or is it just a matter of perception? If you really deeply think, and I remember one of Prabhupada's disciples was explaining about Prabhupada's example of train, I'm sure you all remember. The three men went to see the train first time. Yes? Good, thank you. And the first man came back to the villager and says, I saw the train. What was it? Light. Or some say, another time Prabhupada said it was a hot sound. Anyway. And then the next person came closer, the train coming with the lights, and then he saw the some kind of a long, big vehicle or something. And then he ran to the villagers and he told what the train looks like. And the third person, of course, he saw the train stop, he went inside, he saw there is a driver, there is a passenger, the whole explanation. So this question should be addressed and should be thoroughly understood. I'm sure you all understand, but still it comes again and again in our scriptures because it invaded. 4.10 Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada gave a very secret about it, that we are born with it. That's scary. We are born with impersonalism. We are born with mayavadism. Bhitarāga bhaya krodha manmaya mama asrita bhava gena tapasya putam bhavam agata. And in the Parbhar Prabhupada writes the three type of attachment we are born with. So let's discuss for a few minutes. We have time to talk. So the question was, is there actual difference between Brahman, impersonal concept, Paramatma, Prabhupada translates as localized. I was meditating many months. What is localized? Localized. Why Prabhupada translates localized? What does that mean? I was looking for more. And then Krishna, Bhagavan as a personal. So what is personal? Okay, personality has a preference, has a relationship. Oh, so localized cannot have, impersonal cannot have. You know, another question you might ask, what makes our individuality? I'm sure all of you thought sometime. How this individuality is maintained? What causes the individuality? So let's see. First question is that, is Brahman aspect also Satchidananda or it is only Sat? So I'll address this and then we'll go to the other question. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, so far I understood, are three names of the same absolute truth. All three are not different, but the same absolute truth referred to by the different name. Brahman is also Sat Chit Ananda. The example of, for an example, just imagine you never tasted halwa or sweet rice, but somebody did not let you taste it, but he said, close your eye and smell it. Very good. So next time he never tasted it, you ask him, do you know sweet rice? Oh yes, tastes good. But you didn't taste it. They smell good. It's like attributes. You cannot separate. Sweet rice and smell, taste, you cannot separate. So he has some concept about sweet rice. But then later on he ate the sweet rice. He said, oh, tastes unbelievable. Wow, it smells good, tastes good, looks good. So he has a kind of like a Bhagavan realization. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are three names of the same absolute truth. All three are Satchidananda. You know what is inconceivable? That this body is material. Two ways we look at everything in life. What is composed of is from 424 Bhagavad Gita. Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavi, Brahmahutam, Brahma Agno Brahmahutam Brahmanaiva Tena Gantibam Brahma Karma Samadhi. This is the one verse you have so many Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. But each Brahman, if you look at it, Prabhupada translates different meaning. It's a very interesting, very fascinating verse to me, 4.24. So from that verse, what I understood from Prabhupada's purport, that everything we should look at in two ways. One is compositional sense, one is application sense. Compositional sense means what is made of. So this body made of 7.4, bhumi apa apanala vayu kammana buddhi revacha, earth, air, water, fire, ether, Krishna says, this body is made of this. So pure devotee's body is made of composed also material? Yes. But the second part, Brahmanaiva tena gantibham brahma karma samadhina. This person who has a material body but fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. You follow? Samadhina means completely absorbed, like a tanmay, like a completely busy 24 hours a day, how to please Krishna or his or her guru. Then that body, even though made of material, in a utility sense, application sense, is spiritualized. I'm sure you all heard that discussion when Prabhupada was asked, but Prabhupada, this is still iron. I'm not going into discussion. Prabhupada said, it is in contact with the fire, it assumes the quality of fire. But Prabhupada, it is iron. So Prabhupada said, go and touch it. Oh, it acts like a fire. So then why are you arguing? So the point is that, yes, body is made of material elements, but because it is engaged in devotional service, thinking of Krishna, how to please Prabhupada, how to expand this movement and all this, then this is utilizing it, material transform into spiritual. This spiritualized form or the body is worshipable, just like Satchidananda body. That's why advanced devotee's body should not be cremated, can be worshipped, so they make a samadhi like that, like we did for Prabhupada. So back to this, when the impersonalists talk about this, how to understand? Let's think for a few minutes about this. There are few ways we can realize this. Anybody ever saw a Jaipur painting of Ras Lila? Anyone? You will see, I mean, I could be wrong, but you will see that in the paintings, all the gopi girls, they all look same. I saw one painting had like thousands of gopi girls and Radha Krishna. Okay, Radha Krishna is visible in a sense that Radharani is next to Krishna on the left side. And the rest of the gopis, they all look same. So then I was thinking, like, how is this individuality maintained there? They all look same. And if you are put into that, you will not have any clue who is Lalita Devi, who is Sudevi, who is Champaklata, who is Tungabhadra. How do you know? Because there are 11 things, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, every soul is endowed with. You have a particular service, you have a particular relationship. Individuality is maintained, there is a subordination also, under whose coward boy or coward girl you are serving, which group you are. Even though there is unlimited, you can say, trillion gopis, but individuality is eternally maintained. They never become one. In the material world, of course, Plato and Aristotle, Hayagriva Prabhu's conversation with Prabhupada was very interesting. That Aristotle says matter and spirit are different, but spirit is not visible without matter. Prabhupada didn't like that. But then he said, Plato says, the matter and spirit are eternally different. Spirit can exist without matter. Prabhupada said, that's Vaishnava understanding. But Dhruta Karma Prabhu says, I think he was here like 10 years back or 8 years back, sometime. I had a conversation with him because I used to live in San Diego when he was married. He said, unfortunately, the Catholic society accepted the Aristotle's philosophy or his view. That's the sad part. In this world, generally, nobody sees the soul, spirit. So how do you see the individuality? By the matter. You have a different jacket, you have a different color skin, I have different, so we are different. Everything in this material world, individuality are maintained by the matter. Because after that, nobody see the soul. You follow? As a conditioned person, they cannot see the soul. So the impersonalists come up with the idea that actually there is no individuality. So they believe everything has to merge. That's why Prabhupada put this question. Two sentences that how impersonalism should be smashed by this universal form. Okay. Because of the time being, I'm going to jump onto, I had a few questions very quick about this universal form. Because this chapter, at least next 1 month, we'll discuss this. But few questions we can focus. Is Virat Rupa, universal form, what is composed with? From one angle to look at it, four ashram and four varna. They reside in universal form. When you think of varnashram, because amongst devotees in Ishkan, some are very fascinated about varnashram because there is some words at the last minute of Prabhupada's life he expressed about how important the varnashram system. So you can look at it online, Bhagavatam 11.5.23. I have it here. Sri Samasa Ubacha Mukha Bahut Padebha Purushasrameshaha Chattaro Jagnire Varna Gune Vipradayo Prithak. Translation by BBT, translator, a group of devotees. Each of the four social order headed by Brahmanas was born through the different combination of the modes of nature. From the face, arms, thigh, feet of the Supreme Lord in His universal form. Thus the four spiritual order were also generated. So the varna and ashram, they are coming from where? Universal form. It's very nice. Okay, the next question. Universal form is not incarnation of Krishna. Anywhere you will never find in the list. Universal form we think is Krishna, and he says that is the Lord's form. But you will never find in the list of incarnation. And I have a nice explanation on this. First canto, third chapter, 30 verse. Etad rupam bhagavato hi arupasya arupasya. Rupa means form, arupa means no form. Arupasya chit atmanaha maya guner vairachitam mahadivir atmani. Prabhupada's translation. The conception of the Virat Rupa, universal form of the Lord, as appearing in the material world is imaginary. Did everybody heard it? Good. It is to enable the less intelligent. And Prabhupada write in the bracket, and neophyte. What's the difference? Less intelligent and neophyte. I don't know. To adjust to the idea of the Lord's having form. But factually, the Lord has no material form. The universal form of the Lord has been recommended as the first type of worship in the second canto and other places with such verses as Patalametashahi Padamulam. So universal form is not considered an incarnation of the Lord. Everybody got it? I'm going to ask at the end. You have to give me some feedback, reflection. So first question was, is the universal form constituted with what? Four Varna and four Ashram. Second, universal form is not an incarnation of Krishna. Third, universal form is not Sachidananda. Little more specific by Rupa Goswami Pad. In Nectar Devotion, chapter 23, he said, I'm going to read this. Mahastandra brahma raksha yashata kama ulvanaha lolota madamatsara hinsa kheda parishrama asaktam krodha ahankasha asanka vishya vibramaha Vishamatta parepeksha dosa asta dosi dosa dita. See if you can count 18 things is not there in Krishna's body, but it is there in universal form. Very specific, Rupa Goswami Pada. First, illusion. Second, lethargy. Third, bewilderment. Four, dullness. Five, intense lust. 6, fickleness, 7, pride, 8, envy, 9, violence, 10, remorse, 11, desire for excessive peace and comfort, 12, untruthfulness, 13th, anger, 14th, hankering, 15th, fear, 16th, hallucination, 17, contradiction, 18, the tendency to depend on others. All these, Prabhupada writes, all these transcendental qualities are present in the form of the... All these transcendental qualities are present in the form of the avatars. They are expressed to the utmost extent in Sri Krishna, who is avatari. But Sachidananda body is free from these 18 types of general false. So there is an eternal difference between universal form and Krishna Satchidananda form. Next question, how to see and for who this universal form, Vishwarupam? So there is a verse, Bhagavatam 1.3.30, clearly said it is an imaginary form and is for new five worshipper. Repeating. Next question. Three things nobody wants. You ever find out anybody wants to be or likes enviousness? Anybody likes to go to hell? Anybody likes to die? Three things are in the universal form. And if you want to know where in the universal form, very specific, it's in Bhagavatam. This canto, second canto, 6th chapter, text 9. I'll read it, Prabhupada's translation. Payurja samasya mitrasya parimakshasya narada hingsaya nitir mitu nirajasya gudam smritaha. O Narada, the evacuating outlet, in a slang way they say asshole. This is Prabhupada writing, evacuating outlet of the universal form of the Lord is the abode of the controlling deity of death, When somebody dies, that's the place. Mitra, an evacuating hole, and the rectum of the Lord is the place of envy, misfortune, death, and hell. Oh, Prabhupada put four things. Envy, misfortune, death, and hell. Scary. Okay. Let's see. Virat Rupa, now it's a very fascinating other way to look at it. Virat Rupa is called Khe. Can you say Khe, someone?
Khe.
Khe. Khe. Khe. Khe means space. You know? So Virat Rupa is the space also. And if you want to know where is this from, this is from 3rd canto, 5th chapter, text 6. Jatha punah she khe idam nivesha sete guayam nani britta britti jogeshara radhishara eka etad anu pravishto bahuda jathashit. So there is a, you will see three things about Virat Rupa. He is the space, what creates the Virat Rupa. He is the Mahavishnu who lies on Viraja. And third is he enter again in this universe as a Virat Rupa, entering into Virat Rupa. And do not ask me how. It's only Krishna knows. Establishing himself in the space of his heart, he sleeps in the Viraja Riba, Guhayam, which is called secret. Since no one can understand this place, he is unaffected by Maya, Nibritta Britti. At the same time, he enters into the world he created and exists in many forms, such as man and demigods. The question about creation is asked repeatedly. To find out if the creation takes place the same way in each Mahakalpa or not. And Prabhupada gave a big purport. It's very interesting. Now, to reconfirm is 1st canto 8 chapter 41, very nice verse also. Atha vishesha vishyatma vishyamurte shakashume sneha pasam imam chindi dhiram pandusu vishnishu. This is Mother Kunti's prayer, which is very special prayer. The three word is very interestingly she added there. Vishesha, Vishyatmana, Vishyamurte, Shakashuna. So Vishesha, you are the controller of the universe. Look at what she prayed and what she is seeing Krishna as. Then she writes, Vishyatmana, you are present inside the universe. Vishyamurte, you are the universe itself. Did everybody get it? Mother Kunti told Krishna, you are the universe, you are the controller of the universe, and you enter inside the universe, and you create many forms, you become the universe. Wait, was he universe before? Yeah. This is inconceivable almost. This prayer is so sweet. Okay, another question. Oh, there are many more. Something relevant to us. I'll end with that. Universal form. I made a chart actually, but it's very difficult to grasp it unless we discuss a little bit. This universal form also represented by each human body. Right now, right at this moment in your life, you are connected with the universal form. And within the universal form, all the demigods here. Just like in your head, I will start from the head. In your head there is a brain. There is a discriminating power is given by, or material intelligence, by Brahmaji. Brahmaji is directly connected with every human's brain, 24 hours a day. There is no possibility anybody to use the intelligence without Brahmaji's sanction. Of course, Krishna already approved that. What we do? Three things. Hopefully we all know about it. Adhisthana tathagata karanam cha pithaka vidam vividasya pithaka chesta daivam iti panchamam. This is 18:14. So just to summarize this, three things. The soul, as a soul, only thing you can do, desire. That's all. Super soul, sanction it. How he sanction? He knows. Upadrashta Anumanta Bhakta Bhukta Maheshara Paramatmiti Chapiyatu Deyosmin Purushapa. I'm situated, I'm translating in the way I understand. I'm situated in your heart, Pranagovinda Das. What you deserve, what you don't deserve, I know the past history of your unlimited life. If you deserve, I'll sanction it. Then Maya is the instrumental cause, she will manifest it. Everybody got it? Only thing as a soul we are doing is a desiring. So in a morning walk when Prabhupada was asked, Rameshwar Prabhu, that since Krishna is directing all the souls, why he doesn't direct towards himself? Prabhupada said he is not directing according to his desire, he is directing according to the soul's desire. So then devotee says to Prabhupada, aha, if the soul desired to come to him and serve him to please him, then Krishna will sanction. Prabhupada said, yes, this is what we can do. This is what we need to do. Everybody got it? That's all you can do. And Krishna will sanction it and then Maya will manifest. It's a very interesting. So with your head, Brahmaji is connected. Now with your eyes, very quick, we'll go through this. Eyes are connected with the sun god all the time. You cannot see, even through the zoom, or even right now, you cannot see. Your eyes cannot see. There is a three modes playing. I'm sure you all know. Let's refresh. The object to be seen is product of tamagun. Tamagun. An object of and to see the senses are product of, help me, rajagun. Very good. Passion. And perception, to perceive, to hear, to see, whatever the perception is product of sattvagun. So three modes playing all the time with every soul in this creation. Where these demigods, sun god playing game in this play? You can have an eye, that doesn't mean you can see. To open the eye, you need sattva-guna. To stay open your eyes, it's sattva-guna. And just because you have an eye doesn't mean you can read. You have to learn how to read. You may have a cataract, you may not see. So seeing perception, sattva-guna is there, that doesn't mean you will be able to see. The light has to give a reflection on the object, then only you can see. So many factors. Where is Krishna has to do anything? Can somebody help me? How Krishna is involved in this scenario I just gave?
The modes?
Huh? The modes? Yeah, but you have to have a personal connection.
See and hear and smell. And if it's not present within the Virat, then we cannot foresee. It's stated that the Virat has been established so that everything can take place in the material world. It is the source of everything. It is the source of seeing, it is the source of hearing, it is the source of If in other words, if there's no Virat, then these things cannot take place. That's why the Virat has been established for these things to take place. Also, we see when Lord Krishna manifests the Virat to Arjuna woke up. You know, before he said, oh, Krishna was taking you as friend, this, that, and then I was calling you different names and so forth. But when he saw the Virat, his perception really changed. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes. Yes. But let's come to the main point. It's very interesting. Prabhupada says, you see Krishna as an interdependent. I cannot see you right now without Krishna. And if I cannot see Krishna, that is allowing me, just because I have an eye, just because you're sitting there, you can put all this logically. But who is giving that vision to see you as a Trivikram Prabhu sitting there? How? This interdependent. My eye is there, that doesn't mean it will show. Just because you are there cannot be visible. So the light has to be there, perception has to be there, eye has to stay open, all this because Krishna in between sanctioning. This is how we realize Krishna. You have to start seeing Krishna in everything, but first do something that is practically we do everything. Then we will start actually seeing Krishna in everything. Just like Prabhupada took a glass of water. Other day I was listening to that lecture, Prabhupada, oh, taste, Krishna is the taste, so nice. We have to start applying our day to day, every moment. We are doing things we do, you follow? But how we are doing it, the only thing I'm doing is desiring. I'm not doing anything else. It is Krishna who sanctioned. Okay, today somebody asked me to give class, Mother Sri Gaurangi. So then I said, okay, what did I do? I only desire. You follow? One devotee desired, then I agreed with that desire. As per speaking right now, as per memory, as per what I realize or remember, it's not me. And if I take that credit, that is where actually offense. That we do not give the credit what Krishna deserved. Krishna deserved every moment, every credit from us. Can we start giving it? If we cannot give, we cannot become Krishna conscious. So first, you cannot have just Bhagavan realization without Paramatma realization. In other words, you can say, more we focus on Bhagavan, then Brahman and Paramatma will be realized. Otherwise it will be like incomplete. Every moment, even right now I'm speaking, let's analyze this Virat Rupa, how it applies. I'm speaking. Am I really speaking? I only desire. You follow? That Krishna gave us to desire. I'm desiring to verbalize my realization. Where the realization coming from? Krishna. 15:15 Krishna says, I am giving you that memory. So Krishna is there, I should immediately think, he reminds me of this. Now I verbalize. How do I verbalize? Is that enough? No. I borrow a language. Krishna also has to sanction that. Then I express this. Is that it is? No. When Krishna sanctioned Maya as an instrument called fire god. Fire god is right now, as I am speaking, this vibration, this is a fire god. You follow? Fire god putting this tongue, the demigod Pracheta is there, palate, it's another demigod, then creating this word, then wind god, carrying this sound to your ear. You may think like I'm sitting here, I'm hearing. What are you talking about? No, you're not hearing. It is wind god carrying the sound to your ear. And there is another demigod called Dikpal, who is allowing because Krishna sanctioned it to him. And then it goes through the eardrum senses, Mayadevi, the passion. Then it goes to the brain, and then Brahmaji has to say, yeah, it makes sense what he's saying. You remember, you have some impression. See how Krishna is involved in this machine. Just little speech I'm doing. There's a 4 or 5 demigods involved. And they are interdependent. For me to even talk or hear, they're interdependent. How? By super soul sanctioning. And those who cannot see, they are called blind, ignorance. The whole second canto, Virat Rupa, is nothing but our own perception that how we are depending on Krishna. If we can accept voluntarily, eternally, dependent on Krishna, we will be complete. Otherwise, we may take the credit, oh, I remember this. I didn't remember this. Krishna gave the memory. 15:15, didn't he say? Matta smriti jnana apahanancha. How many times we give credit? Say, thank you, Krishna, for reminding me. Thank you, Krishna, for allowing these demigods to. I'm not this body, then who is listening? If you really scientifically think, this is what this whole canto is. It's a beautiful explanation how this body. The universal form, same as this body. What is in the universal form, also here. There's no difference. Krishna is also inside. This body is made of material components, but super soul made of Satchidananda body. He lives on the pure goodness level. How pure goodness within this material body exists? This is inconceivable. But if I have a service attitude, connection is there. That's all. Okay, I'll end here. Yes, Prabhu.
Very nicely put. Yeah, you know, Krishna is of course the cause of all causes, and it's through him everything takes place. And then through his inconceivable energies and his, you know, inconceivable manifestations and everything, all these things are taking place. But very nicely put. I mean, that's the thing. I'm the taste of the water, I'm the fragrance and flowers, you know, I'm everything, you know. So of course, I mean, he's the God of us.
No, but we have to
and
really
then,
meditate on it every day.
And
every
then
moment.
Also, you know, if Virat Purusha also has influence over everything that's taking place. That's why it's a temporary manifestation. But nicely put, man. That was good for sort of short notice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any takeaway? One more?
All we can do is desire.
Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Panchakalpa turvishri vasindra chattitanam pavanitva vaishnavi.